rest in natural great peace. This exhausted mind, beaten helplessly by karma and neurotic thoughts, like the relentless fury of the pounding waves in the infinite ocean of truth. Rest in natural. Sometimes it's wonderful when you really remember what the masters have done and taught. It immediately moves us. It really inspires, connects us, therefore we feel a sense of gratitude and appreciation of their work. So, Yujinkyo Rinpoche, in this wonderful poem, he says, "Rest in natural great peace, this exhausted mind, by karma and neurotic thoughts, like the relentless fury of the pounding waves in the infinite ocean of truth. Rest in natural peace. Rest in natural peace." In Tibetan is Rangi Hyuachi. Rest in natural peace. This exhausted mind, beaten helplessly by karma and neurotic thoughts, like the relentless fury of the pounding waves. Just really that finding that rest, the comfort and ease to just to let go and just to just naturally be. Then you see the mind just quietly settled, just like a glass of muddy water. If you don't stir it, the dirt will slowly settle. In the same manner, if you let the mind be, in the spacious openness, slowly the confusion or the turbulence of thought and motion settles. Rest in natural peace. Rest in natural peace. This exhausted mind, beaten helplessly by karma and neurotic thoughts, like the relentless fury of the pounding waves in the infinite ocean of the world. Rest in natural peace.